AircheckDownloads.com.
It's the Mike Reed Show on Capital Gold, 1548 AM.
We soon gonna have more supermarkets than trees at this rate. We go for a walk tonight through the supermarkets, darling. Yes, don't mind what I do. Thank you very much. The sun will shine this evening as the clouds disperse, but it'll turn distinctly cool as the sun goes down. As Mandy Rice Davis said, well, it would, wouldn't it? Well, nearly. That's going to leave us with a fine but chilly night, virtually cloudless skies, bright full moon, hardly a breath of wind. By the end of the night, the temperature going down to 12.54 in the city in the West End and 6 up in the 6. Tomorrow, dry again, sunshine off and on. Pretty parky start, should warm up nicely to 23.73. Sunday, cloudier, still quite warm, the showers possibly towards the evening and the high 23 degrees 73 Fahrenheit. Well, today the classic CD, The Monkey, is giving that away later. Story behind the songs today, both from 67, from Donovan and Keith West. Replace the disc today from 1967, The Pop Anagram, the next one from 67 as well. Beat the Jock with like 67 questions, please. Elvis video box set we're giving away as well. And don't forget, when you hear a jock reminiscing about their pirate days, give us a call and win something fabulous. 5 past 5 on Capital Gold. Excellent pop single, The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset before that, The Beatles and Magical Mystery Tour. 5 past 5, he turned away to cough slightly. I'd say happy birthday to Tony Scannell, who's Ted Roach from The Bill. Hello, Tony, happy birthday. All the best from your fan club, and have a great time at the bash down at Stringfellows tonight. Oh, I say, cool. Oh, Dad, having a real bash there. As a charity does it, Tony. Anyway, have a good one. Also, I say hello as well to Tuppence, who's listening in Kensington. Doesn't remember 1967 too well, but now that's probably appreciating it greatly. Song of the Year claimed one ad, John Cleese. Is this the end of Vera Lynn's supremacy? Pi Records diffidently offers the leaden voice of Mr. John Cleese on the ferret song, subtitled, I've Got a Ferret Sticking Up My Nose. Considered by many to be a shrew move, I would say. It's 5 past 5, replacing a record for summer shortly. But back in this year, the Grassroots released records here but had no luck. In the States, 21 hits, and this was one of them. The Grassroots, 21 hits in the States. That's one that came out in 1967. Came out here as well, but not a light in the charts. She's very, very, very strange. A group got together initially by P.F. Sloan and Jeff Barry, who did loads and loads of great songs. 1967, the NME poll. The new disc singers were voted like this. Number 1, Engelbert Humperdinck. Number 2, Long John Baldry. 3, Anita Harris. 4, Jimi Hendrix. And 5, Keith West. And Keith now tells us the story behind Excerpt from a Teenage Opera.
The song was written by myself and the German record producer, arranger called Mark Wirtz.
Always baffled me how Keith got his voice that high at the end there. Sported himself back to being a 7-year-old. It's Keith West with the story behind Excerpt from a Teenage Opera, and Keith, in this particular year, 1967, voted the 5th best new disc singer in the NME poll, just behind Jimi Hendrix. That record went top 10 as well in places like Germany and Denmark and Holland. Still sounds fab today, and Keith is still doing it, still writing, still spending most days in the studio doing stuff, and there is still life in the Teenage Opera, so there.
Ford is talking about options.
1548, traffic update, with the Flying Eye.
I'm pleased that last guy was down there, he was just terrific. With British Airways, the world's favourite airline with a mouthful of sausage roll. Not you, me, it's Hazel Murray.
Ooh, that would be nice. I could do with your mouthful of sausage roll. Starving.
Well, my mouth is full of sausage roll, so you're lucky.
Yes, I think there's some sense in there somewhere, but I won't try and explore it.
I'll tell you what.
Well, you have it was a nice one, wasn't it?
There's a lot of sense in this, I can tell you.
Right, well, you have a good old chew, and I'll get on with the M25, which is having a bit of a suffer on a Friday night. Very slow anti-clockwise between junctions 13. That's the views of the queues from Capital Gold's Flying Eye at 5.23.
Yeah, well, those words, was it grotulous?
Yes, I think it probably was.
You heard that word before, grotulous.
It sums things up so nicely, though, don't you think?
I must look it up somewhere.
I don't think you'll find it, actually.
Okay, well, now
I have an... might be a Murray family one.
I think it might be, yes. Hi, my mouth is completely empty. I'm going to speak, and I'm going to say goodbye to you.
Good Lord,
is albeit that... temporarily.
All right.
And I'm going to fade you out slowly.
Oh, very
in fact,
nice.
There you go now.
There I've gone.
It's just it's less painful. It's just less painful that way, I think. No, gone completely now. Bus routes in the Wood Green area are being disrupted because of a dispute at the bus garage there. Ron actually alleges that Dave took his egg mayonnaise sandwich at lunchtime and won't give it back. So there we are. A dispute at the bus garage down there. Bus routes in the Wood Green area being disrupted because of a dispute. Can they settle it very shortly? It's 5:24. Here's a big piratical record from 67. For weeks on end, they took the front page of the New Musical Express to promote their Ted McWilliams and Days of Pearly Spencer. And the ad actually said, if there is anyone who does not know the name of David McWilliams, or anyone who has not heard his major-minor single, The Days of Pearly Spencer, then soak them in. Wow. Record sales were booming in 67. The singles charts during the year were crammed with massive sellers. Why then and not now? Well, because there were great songs, great characters, and the record industry then was not run by accountants. And it was fun. I wasn't there, but it was fun. Yes, why it was fun. 5:27 with a Who, and I Can See for Miles.
I know you can see me. I can see for miles.
What a good track. 1548 Capital Gold playing 1967 all day long.
Capital Gold, 1548.
With the news and sport, here's Ian Crocker.
Thanks, Mike. The top story is a nationwide search is underway for a bogus...
It's the Mike Reed Show on Capital Gold, 1548 AM.
The buying power of Star Group.
Small faces and Ichigo Park getting hung up feeding ducks for the bun. 5:37 on Gold on a Friday night, 1967, all day today. And of course, there was a little reminiscence there from fantastic Mike Ahern, Capital Gold, London. Yeah. So somebody called in, and it happened to be Anne Osborne from East Ham. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
Jolly good. Having a good day?
Yes, thank you, yeah.
Are you being...
better now,
are you? What was wrong with you earlier?
Well, actually, I've got flu coming, but I feel better now, I'm speaking to you.
Oh, does it disperse suddenly?
Yes.
I've been doing that the last few days. Philippe said to yesterday, you keep dispensing goodwill. No, what is it? What is it? Speak, come here, tell me what it was. What did you say? Huh? You said someday, every day somebody comes in, they're not well or they're sick, and I say something to them, they go, yeah, I feel better now. So it must be some healing power there, Anne.
Yeah, I reckon
I'm
so.
Pleased you. I'm sort of mentally rubbing Vic on your neck. This is what
right.
It is. Yes. Anyway, right, well, you've won.
Oh, lovely. Great.
Which is going to make your cold feel better.
Yes,
better than
it does,
all
already.
Pills in the world. A copy of Remember the Pirate CD, whether you do or whether you don't. There goes the bell. That means if you... he's reading it. That means if you hear the Caroline Bell, you'll get that Year to Remember video of 1967.
Lovely.
You've
great.
Heard it go off today, and it's gone off for you now. Year to Remember, you can... remember 1967, the year you didn't have flu, Anne?
Yes, I didn't. I was 13, actually.
Were you?
Yes.
Just coming into your prime.
Yes, but I can remember Caroline, though.
Just finding out about boys, the boys down the road and
yes.
stuff like that.
Yep. No and worries.
Who, what was his name? What was your first bloke's name?
Do you know, I can't remember.
Oh, that good, eh?
Yeah.
He made an
so
impression on you then, didn't he? Dear, I bet you couldn't... Can't you remember anything about him at all?
No, because... We didn't have boyfriends as such, we just had a gang of us, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's far safer and healthier, a lot more fun.
Yes, it was.
I won't ask what you did.
No,
family passport for historic maritime Greenwich, that'll come to you as well. Including the Pirates Exhibition, National Maritime Museum, the new 20th Century Sea Power Gallery and the Cutty Socks. You can have a day out down there.
Oh, great.
As well as the CD and the Year to Remember. You can invite all your chums round that were with you when you were 13
yes.
and have a 1967 night.
Oh, lovely. Thank you ever so much.
And you can wear the clothes you wore then for a laugh and give each
yes.
other a giggle. All right. Well done, Anne.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, take care.
Thanks ever so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mood Mosaic, A Touch of Velvet, A Sting of Brass. Oh, that was... Actually came out the year before, but it was played all the way through 1967 on the Pirates. It's one of those bits of music you always heard. Mal Sheridan dropped me a note from Langley in Slough, saying, as a Capital Gold listener, I heard with interest the other afternoon that you were going to do... stuff from 1967 all day today and the stuff about the Pirates. And it's good news. He said, as a result, I thought you might be interested in the enclosed items, re Big L. He sent me about 10 pages of Gumpf, so thanks for that, Mal. Very interesting. All the lads who come in had a nose through. He said, of course, many of the Pirate jocks are at 1548. Mike, fantastic! Ahern from Caroline. Tony Blackburn, who's on Caroline and Big L. Paul Burnett, who's on Radio 270. Dave Cash of Big L. Kenny Everett from Big L. Tony Prince from Caroline. The good times of 60s radio are back on Capital Gold, says Mal. And I really enjoyed the replace the disc spots in the afternoon. And there was one that I had that sadly warped very badly. I've tried everywhere to get it, but no luck. Please, could you replace it for me?
But as it comes from 67, yes, we can. The cow sells. The rain, the park, and other things.
Aircheckdownloads.com.